Cork minor hurling manager Dennis Ring joins us now to look ahead to Wednesday night's championship opener. And Dennis, Wednesday night might mark the start of the championship, but it's been a long time of preparation for you, I imagine, for this match.
Yeah, it has really. You know, we're looking forward to it at this stage. You know, you're always anticipating championship, and I suppose there comes a point in the months leading up to it that, you know, you just want to get at it and get into the championship, and our lads have prepared pretty well for it, you know.
You assembled a very large, an extended training panel, Dennis. The pool of players you have, I imagine, coming up through the success that we saw in the under-17s and 16s last year brings new talent to you.
Yeah, there's good lads coming through, and you know, you'd always kind of be aware of, you know, there's always fellas outside development squads as well who may be late developers and so on who may have contribution to make. And you know, you're conscious, you're watching colleges games, you're watching club games and various things, and you know, you're always keeping your mind open really regarding the opportunities that are out there, you know.
But how would you assess this group of talent?
They're very good lads. We've a young team, they're a mobile team, they're a skillful team. You know, I suppose you don't really know until the real test comes and the real test in the championship, you know, but a lot of work has gone on, you know. We've put in a lot of work trying to make sure we've the best fellas available to us. A bit unfortunate in preparations that over the last while is that with schools and with club activity and so on, we did lose some players through to injury, and there's going to be five unavailable to us going into the match on Wednesday, you know.
That's disappointing.
We'd young fella poor James Keating, Damon Linehan, David Jones, Rob Downey and Ty Deasy are all within injuries, some of them more long-term than others, which have caused us kind of problems going into this. But at the same time, look, we, you know, that's the reason we do a fine squad there, and the opportunity is there for other fellas now to prove that they're more than capable of stepping up to the mark when required, you know.
Mm-hmm. What sort of game preparation have you done in terms of challenges and things like that?
We've played some county teams. We've played the likes of Clare, Laois. We've played a lot of fresher teams. More recently, in UCC, we played them on three occasions. We played CIT twice, and we played before the under-21 championship last year in some trial games. We were fortunate to get games against the likes of Duhallow, under-21 team, and you know, we've been trying to play against older established teams. We had a match with Cork under-21 squad there last week as well.
When it comes to your team selection, how many players or how many positions are you mulling over at this stage? How settled is your team?
I think the first round really dictates an awful lot to you in terms of you don't really know how fellas respond until after the first round of a championship. But you know, we're fairly happy in that we know what our team is from some time out now. Again, some of the injuries have caused problems for us on that front. But you know, I suppose to be fair, all the selectors, myself, and the backroom team all of them have all contributed to make sure that we've got to know our lads fairly well. We know what we have. So you know, we've tried fellas in a number of different positions. We have a lot of players who are very versatile and very comfortable in a number of positions, which is great. And that is, I suppose, a tribute to their skill level and mobility. I suppose over the years, we were a little bit more restricted in terms of where we could play some players, and maybe they were less versatile and maybe less athletic. This year we have I think we have a team that is very athletic and very skillful, very motivated, very driven young fellas. And really proud to be representing Cork and having the opportunity to do it, because you know, it means an awful lot to them. And you know, we all hope that they perform to the best of their ability on Wednesday night.
Indeed, absolutely. And coming up against Waterford in this championship opener now at Walsh Park on Wednesday night, what do we know of Waterford in terms of the quality they have?
Waterford are a serious team. We've been very fortunate we've been able to keep an eye on them in recent games there. Between, you know, they played Kilkenny and they played Dublin and they played Limerick and they played Laois. And in those games, they ran up a scoreline of 321 to 218, beating Kilkenny, and also played really well against Limerick and against Dublin, even the other night. And they're a very formidable team. And I suppose, from our perspective, there are a number of things we have to consider regarding Waterford. Is that I think it's 2006 since we beat them in minor. So it's 10 years. It's a long, long time. And under 21 last year, we got kind of well beaten by them. And at senior level, the last couple of years, we've had a couple of bad times. And so from that perspective, I think Waterford hurling obviously is in the crest of a wave and are going very well. I'd be kind of acutely aware of what they have myself. And principal of school down in Lismore, and there'd be about 4 to 5 of those guys would probably be playing. So we'd have a fairly good insight as to what Waterford are bringing to the table. They're very good, skillful hurlers. They're a big physical team. They are, from the last couple of matches we've seen, adopting a tactic similar to the seniors in terms of bringing a lot of players back into the fence and breaking and being dangerous on the break. And they used that to good effect, particularly against Kilkenny, where they ran up a score of 321. And they're quite dangerous and quite knowledgeable in terms of their hurling. And I suppose the strategy that is employed at senior level now is beginning to filter its way down. We saw an element of it in the under 21 as well last year with them, and obviously their minors now are working through on it as well. And it's a system that obviously is working for them at the moment.
You anticipate that tactical element to their game that we see in all Waterford performances now?
Well, their last couple of games would indicate that that's very much going to be on the table. But I presume that, you have to be aware and adaptable as a team to whatever's thrown at you, but at the same time you can't let it dictate everything to you either. You have to go out and play to your own strengths as well. I think we're well prepared and well organised going into it, and we're very much on alert, and have nothing but huge respect for Waterford going down in Walsh Park. I think there's only one match has been won at minor level away from home in the last 3 years at minor level. So home advantage is quite significant at minor level, and Walsh Park is a fairly intimidating venue as well. From their point of view, they will probably be favourites going into it, given the record they have, and given even how they're going in more recent games. I say, things are very much on and off in Waterford hurling. From our point of view, we're really looking forward to that challenge and going down there, and hoping that people will be proud of this minor team.
Absolutely. Well, we saw how close your minor side came last year, and losing out to Limerick at the Gaelic grounds that day, what was a bitterly disappointing defeat. Do you believe you can bring this group that bit further this year, Dennis?
We can. Like, I suppose, to be honest with you, the disappointing thing last year against Limerick was, we were architects of our own. Lost in many ways last year, in the sense that we had wides, we created a lot of opportunities and didn't take them, and ultimately we were as much to blame for the defeat as, not denying Limerick, who obviously were a very good team and went on afterwards to play well. But from our perspective, I suppose we were disappointed that, on the night we had a lot of the hurling done and played a lot of the better hurling and couldn't capitalise on the chances we created. This team, I suppose, we've put a lot of emphasis on that in terms of, trying to take advantage of your chances. And we're conscious, I suppose, of the style that Waterford will play. Chances will be at a premium because, space will be at a premium, really, at that end of the pitch where they can tend to crowd things. And, it's a test, it's a challenge, but, that's what we're all there for. That's what everybody wants. And that's what everybody will be looking forward to, And it's a challenge that everybody will relish. And at this stage, we're all very enthusiastic, and we have players who we feel, can progress. And, I suppose the real proof of that has to be on the pitch on Wednesday night.
Absolutely, and that is a Munster Hurling Minor Championship quarterfinal, of course, against Waterford in Walsh Park at 6:30 on Wednesday evening. Dennis Ring, the very best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Lisa.